Want to buy a used internet company? There's one coming up for sale today. Yahoo, one of the pioneers of the internet, has been struggling for years to meet the expectations of its investors, despite more than 1 billion monthly visits to its sites. Joining me now to talk about the sale is NPR's digital culture correspondent, Laura Seidel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is Yahoo up for sale at this moment in time?
It's odd in a way because it's got so many users still, and here's a company with so many popular sites and is in fact the third most trafficked site on the internet, yet its investors are not happy. Yahoo makes a profit, but not enough profit, and the truth is that the use of its sites has been slowly going down.
Still, though, if that many users are there, you'd think Yahoo would be quite profitable, or profitable enough not to be on sale.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But, you know, think back here. Yahoo was founded in 1994 by a couple of Stanford students, Jerry Yang and David Filo, and the commercial internet was still pretty new. Their idea was that they were going to create a directory of their favorite sites, and it became this portal to the web that picked sites that were popular. A few years later, a couple of other Stanford students started a search engine called Google, and that changed the way people found things on the internet. So then Facebook comes along, organizes groups of people, and most importantly, Facebook and Google come up with very smart algorithms and ways to get ads to the eyeballs of people who are most likely to find them interesting. So pretty much Facebook and Google have 40% now of the online ad market, and poor little Yahoo only gets her at 1.5%.
Well, exactly then what will Yahoo be selling?
Most of what people think of when they think of Yahoo are its news sites, Yahoo Finance, Groups, Sports, Fantasy Football, its email service. Then there are some popular properties that it's acquired over the years, like the photo sharing site Flickr and the blog and social networking outlet Tumblr. What's not for sale is its very valuable, as in $32 billion valuable, share in the Chinese online shopping company Alibaba. And it's unlikely they will sell Yahoo Japan, which is also very profitable.
And then who are the likely buyers?
You know, there have been a wide range of possible buyers. Among them, Verizon seems to be the bidder that a lot of analysts think is going to make the most sense. Verizon has shown a lot of aspirations to become more than, say, delivery pipes. Last year, it acquired another ancient internet company, you may remember, AOL. And AOL doesn't nearly have the number of users that Yahoo does for its properties. So if Verizon buys Yahoo, then it gets a lot more users. And this is going to be a good formula for selling ads. The way the ad market works these days, Renee, is that advertisers prefer to make a few really big deals rather than going around to a bunch of small companies. So if Verizon were to have Yahoo and AOL, they'll be able to sell big ad packages.
And Laura, if Yahoo has so many users, some of them must be listening right now and wondering exactly what's going to happen to their email account or favorite finance site.
You know, I would imagine that a buyer like Verizon actually would want to keep those sites up and running and hopefully make improvements. But another scenario is Yahoo could get bought by a company that's less interested in maintaining those sites than in just getting all the valuable data about who was using those sites and using it for other purposes. So no guarantees if you've been using Yahoo. Sorry.
Laura, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Laura Seidel.